Good evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. How are you radiating tonight? Are you radiating or are you just sitting there? Well, we're always radiating, whether we're conscious of what we're radiating or not. And I'm so glad you tuned in to share with me some processes to help us really raise the frequencies we're sending out of our bodies so that we can connect with one another. We're an empathic species, as you know, but also we can be consciously empathic, meaning you can choose what other people are going to pick up from you and how you can actually lift them and help them kind of cavort in change these days instead of just taking on one another's sadnesses or one another's stuck positions or whatever. I don't know how many of you listened to Galexis on Tuesday night. Boy, that was a really good show, wasn't it? I just love the way they talked about, oh, and it's up on my podcast. So if you want to check my site, veronicaentwistle.com, you can listen to it for free. Anyway, they were talking a lot about transcendence and what's going on in the fields of change these days. And I think it was Galexis trying to say too many things all at once, but things are changing amongst human beings, and things are changing in a great way. And how they explained the shift is more like as you consciously radiate, as you consciously create within yourself what it is you, what emotions and what attitudes, what fears you want to release, you have to recognize that what you're afraid of, bringing it up and releasing it and so on. As you move into the world with much more sovereignty over the kind of feelings that you have, the attitudes you have, and your true nature gets to go out into the collective, you hook up with other people, your vibrations, your radiance, your conscious radiance connects with other people who are doing that as well. And that they were talking about is the actual shift that we were all on about, the actual shift of being able to exist in the melee of the collective, but live as if you're not really a part of it in so many ways. So many things become easier to manage. There's less dissension. There's more of creating your reality, no matter how confusing it looks around you. So I really hope that you'll listen to the Galexis show, or that you'll listen to this show, because here we are talking about it. And I hope you're going to phone in tonight, because I love to get your calls. And I'd like to know how you're doing with a lot of the changes that are going on this planet. You haven't been phoning in lately, but some of you have been writing to me and telling me that you're thinking about it. So call in tonight after the meditation. Otherwise, I'll have to keep talking, and that's a lot of work. It's not really. I'm being playful about it. What else did they say? Oh, yeah, there's something else about this is an interesting subject. I was talking about how fertility problems and so on the planet, and how Adele Davis, who was kind of a guru, a nutrition guru in the 50s, probably late 40s, early 50s or mid 50s, I don't know exactly when, but a lot of us studied the Bible, Let's Eat Right to Keep Fit. And what she said is if they keep breaking up the foods, there are going to be tremendous fertility problems by the year 2000, if not earlier, and that there would be a lot of, I think she called it unisexuality or homosexuality and so on, because the foods that were being broken up reduced our ability to nurture our hormonal systems. And I thought that was pretty interesting, so I threw it at them and Galexis, and that what they talked about was really wonderful, even for some of my gay friends who are very much on their path. We talked about how one of the things that's happening all over the world right now, or amongst humanity all over the world, is a shifting from the patriarchy into more of a balance of the patriarchy and the matriarchy, or the male and female, and the divine feminine is rising a little to take more of a balancing force. And what they were saying is that It's really intriguing because you could say that the broken foods and so on contributed to this rebalancing, because a lot of the people in the hormonal, what would you call it, dishevelment, the reduction of the hormonal support for the simple male or the simple female people, has shifted things to make it much easier for many, many people to feel the male and the female within themselves, and much easier for that balance to be done within individuals. Back to the shift, it's like if you yourself go through the balancing forces inside, you can radiate differently, you can radiate consciously, and you can be a part of resonating with a lot of people that are doing a similar thing. So there's a whole element of consciousness that's related to this particular issue on our planet. So let's do a meditation, and let's see, who are we going to take into? Oh, yeah, here's something else. Last week, we did an intervention. So let's us do talk about radiating consciously. When we're in the healing, the Galactic Healing Center, why don't we do a conscious, consciously radiating energy to create an intervention around someone who's having a problem? And the point of that is as I look at you, if I look at you with appreciation, if I look at you, even if you can't see me, I can see some of you, but in any way, sometimes you can't see me. But if we look at each other with appreciation and enjoyment and maybe wonder or curiosity or something, that is going to make the other person feel a whole lot better than if I look at you with disdain or fear or competition or jealousy or all the, what we used to call in the Catholic Church was the seven deadly sins. So it's what's in our mind, in our hearts, in our intention that has a huge impact on people. If we take that and conscious radiance to a higher level, we could say when people are having difficult times in their lives, when the people are having addictions and divorces, all kinds of dissension problems, even political things, we would be much, much more of a contributor if we learned how to radiate consciously to them. Back to that thing that I always refer to as the TMers learned many years ago by doing all that meditation for 3 months in Washington, D.C., that when they did that for 3 months, they reduced the amount of violence, they reduced the alcoholism, they reduced all kinds of social problems in that period of time. And there are a number of studies that have been done that do that kind of result, that give you that kind of results. What you're saying is that if we're radiating at a higher level, a group of us, and we're doing it with conscious intention, it has a huge impact. So we're going back to the concept of the shift and whether the collective of our species is able to make the shift, meaning, what is it? Some people call it heaven on earth. I always said, I didn't want to be on the planet, but if heaven and earth starts happening, I'd like to stay here and really see what's going on, which to me, it means that it's a place where we create our reality and it's a win-win and we're going to evolve collectively, etc. You know what the thing is. So that was a long preamble. So I thought when we go into the Galactic Healing Center tonight, let's do a little bit of that intervention stuff where I want you to imagine when we're taking people into the Galactic Healing Center, take in, say, two people that are having difficulties, maybe dissension, disagreement, need a little help, maybe it's a family issue, it doesn't matter, it's just something. And so we're going to do our intervention, which is going to be about bringing in, we're already bringing in the higher frequencies, and then radiating into the situation and see if vibrationally with your influence and the influence of your higher guides and angels and so on, you can help dispel some of the anxiety that they're suffering from, or the addiction, or the divorce proceedings, or the illegal behavior or something, you know, or for little kids too. They need a lot of intervention when it comes to some problems that they have, ADD, neglect or abuse or all those things, you know, the whole litany of things that can happen to people. So I thought that we would share that experience. We did it last week, but I had one problem with it, but I had several of you say, wow, was that ever powerful? So we're going to do it again, and we're going to practice. Because remember how you look at people and how respond to them deep inside yourself and so on has an impact on people. We're an empathic species, and we're going to learn to radiate a higher intention for one another. Right? And we're going to do some healing work. And you're going to call in and tell me about your life story, and we're going to talk about you, right? Okay, so everybody close your eyes. I'm rubbing my hands together to build up that energy again. Close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. Good. One more. And above your head, maybe 2 miles, see that golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And from the upper ball down through your spine, draw a filament of light, and it's also gold. Some of you like it to be like white light or silver light. That's okay too. But run that right through your spine so you're kind of on a skewer. From the upper golden ball down to about waist height, and push it out a bit so you can play under it, a three-sided gold pyramid. And upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another three-sided gold pyramid. The two pyramids touch base to base, and that creates a beautiful, radiant diamond. Now inside the diamond, we're going to create a crystal ball. Right? Remember, you're inside it deeply with that skewer running through you. So create a crystal ball and see the beautiful colors in it shimmering away. Inside of that, a three-dimensional Star of David. See yourself inside of a star, a star tetrahedron, it's called. Three-dimensional big star. So you have the diamond, and inside that you have the crystal ball. And inside that you have a diamond or a star, a tetrahedron. And inside that, there you are. So I want you to spin and spin and spin in the star. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And whilst you do, there we go, spin and spin and spin. I always get dizzy when I do that. And see in front of you a magical screen. And the screen is very stable. Okay? And you're spinning and spinning. And on the first part of the screen, you do a little movie, and that's you becoming what it is you want to become. Okay? I always say the same thing. I want to be consciously multidimensional. What do you want to become? You don't have to do what I do, but that's what I always say, okay? And then we watch ourselves become whatever it is we want to become. And when the images show up and you can dust your hands together in pride, thank you very much. Wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. And now the second screen, you're going to create something you want to create. And maybe it's home and family for some of you. Maybe it's a world travel. Maybe it's a book, a movie. Anything you want. Television. A big opera. I know somebody who's creating a rock opera. Okay, see all the resources, the people, the money, the time, everything's moving together, and you see yourself being able to construct whatever your project is beautifully, easily, effortlessly. And when you see it coming to its conclusion, the fruition of all your work, just sit there for a minute and applaud for yourself. And then we want to see all the resources that it's going to take to maintain your project for its natural life. That's it. Good. Feel how proud you are and how happy you are and how actually fulfilled you are as this all works out. A lot of you have some amazing projects in your mind. Let's wrap it in light, move it over to the left, and it will sit there and stew away or perk away, however you see it. And now we open the Galactic Healing Center. And remember this, We all have higher consciousnesses around us. You've got your higher self, you've got source energy, you've got all of existence with its many, many levels of consciousness. And I'm going to ask you to bring in the ones, or ask to be surrounded by the ones that are especially adept at healing, or at least tonight they want to be. And we have a nice healing table. And your healing guidance stands around the table, and the first person that lays on that table is you. And you lay on the table and look at these beings that are standing around you. And what is it you would like to heal or have help with? Some of you don't know. You just ask them, what is it I need some help with? Some of us really have an idea about what we want, and we might ask for that, you know. And then just feel the energy as they work on you. Yeah. Great. And sometimes they'll tell you something and you might want to jot it down. And now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And remember, our healing team is magical. They can replicate themselves. So let's put a fresh healing table down, and we'll have the healing team replicate themselves and stand around the table. And who are we going to bring in? Okay, so I have somebody coming in here who's it's a male, I believe, this time. And he has some really terrific, I think he's got some really... Ooh, he's got like a lot of organ pain that is really affecting his back right now. We're not going to try to diagnose or anything. We're just going to work with him. And the healing team is working on him. They're actually putting pressure through his spine. Good. Yeah. And they're working on him. And they're working on him. There's some connection between his second chakra, his belly intestinal area, and this pain in his back and something in his neck. And we're not, we don't have to define everything. We just let them work it through with him. Excellent. Yeah. And it's moving up. It's even affecting his jaw right now. We'll move that through. Okay, and we're going to wrap that in light and see if he has it. Yeah, okay. They're giving him some advice. So I believe for whoever it is, that you'll know something about the emotional content of what's been impeding your well-being. Because they're giving you some spiel here. And wrap it in light and move it over to the side. Now we have a fresh healing table, and this time we're going to bring in something about an intervention. Now wrap yourselves in light, remember? This is a lot of people going to be focusing on, a lot of you listeners, focusing on something in which there's dissonance of some sort, right? So the intervention is whether somebody's in a really dangerous path, maybe they're doing too much drugs or alcohol, okay? Or, you know, getting themselves off track and doesn't look like you can get them back. Somebody else where there's some violence in the, a split up or something, not violence maybe. Well, yeah, violence it could be. So we can be extreme and have that happen. So when you're working with this kind of situation, you want to wrap yourself in light so we don't pick up each other's stuff. So build yourself an absolutely beautiful, beautiful bonfire of light right in the center of it all and have yourself swaddled in it. Just and now we're going to bring in someone who needs some help and some intervention, okay? And I'm seeing, I'm seeing a young couple. I don't know how young they are. They're not that young, but there's a couple and they're having, and this could be more than one couple. You can put your own couple in if you like, or you don't have to use a couple. But this one, they can't hear each other. They've been building up anger for a long time, and it's pretty uncomfortable in their home, and people don't know what to do. I mean, they want to get angry with them because it's damaging to the other people that are involved in the household. So what we're going to do is try to see or try to understand each of the people's reason for feeling so locked up and angry and being unconscious, or not unconscious, maybe cold to the pain that they're inflicting on each other. Okay, so what we're going to do is send light in and see if we can't awaken a feeling of empathy, a feeling of healing. We're going to awaken it with energy and send it up through each person. Send it up through the perineum. Remember to wrap yourself in light. Yeah, so you don't take on this stuff. Send it up through the perineum. Now, one of these people is starting to wake up a little bit, starting to feel softer, a little bit weepy or something. That's good. Doesn't have to be that way, but just the obvious reference to somebody feeling a little softer when they've been kind of locked into repeated behavior for quite a long time. Yeah, there's a little more. And just keep sending light up through, I said through the perineum, but I also find myself wanting to send it right up through the soles of the feet, right up their legs, and right up through the body. Remember, the legs are understanding, feet are understanding, and how you're going forward in the world. So your legs are full of a lot of old beliefs and structures about understanding. Get really simple when you use the body metaphor, the body patterning. Good. And we're just sending light all the way up through. Wow. And I think at least one of these two people that I'm seeing is feeling a little bit more understood right now. And I think that's part of it. People get hardened when they feel like nobody understands them and nobody cares who they are. They themselves don't understand themselves, do they? Okay, so let's wrap those in light and ask the guides to keep pumping that through. And let's clear the space, okay? So we're going to, let's clear the space in our Galactic Healing Center. We're going to call in the violet flame and have the violet flame come in and pulse and burn and pulse and burn all through that space. Pulse and burn, pulse and burn. That's it. Good. And just have that pulsing and burning, burn and burn and burn and burn until there's a huge violet flame bonfire right in the middle of our healing, Galactic Healing Center. And you might want to jump into that bonfire and spin around and watch yourself be cleaned up and just have some fun while you're at it. Yeah. Because remember, we want to radiate consciously. We want to be able to transform denser feelings and release or radiate out the higher ones. So sometimes just jumping around in the flames, the violet flame, is a really wonderful way to do that. Now, let's see. There's somebody else that's got a terrific headache. Okay, so this is somebody who's coming in to lie on the healing table and has been suffering terribly from, I'm trying to see, it's sort of a, anyway, it's a really difficult headache. I want to say that maybe this person had had a some kind of a blow or damage as a young person, and as he gets older, his brain, he gets more and more headaches. So we're just saying that the way the nerves, you know, if you listen to people like Joe Dispenza, you hear about how we can reroute a lot of the circuitry in the brain. And I'm just looking at this one, and the team of healers is moving with his head, moving into his head to move where, there it are, certain sections look kind of concave instead of rounded. That's right. And so they're raising the fields and frequencies. So even though it still looks concave on the physical level, etherically is they're rounding it out and rounding it out. And there's a shift going on in the neck. Okay. And one other place they're working on is the belly, the intestinal tract, you know, where the neurotransmissions basically come from in the first place. Good. All right. That's good. And so I think we're going to wrap him in light, and I think our friend will be able to lie down and rest for a bit, and I think the headache is going to be gone. So one final one. Let's see, what are we doing politically right now? We've still got an awful lot of I'm trying to decide which. Let's do something about the weather, the whole global warming thing. Let's see if we can bring that whole situation onto a table. That's a pretty gargantuan table, but since this is kind of magical, we can do that. So let's bring the whole weather patterns and make it calm it down enough so that it is at least predictable enough to maintain some crops and to maintain lives for animals and so on. Yeah. And helping, I heard that basically the flows, the streams that generally flowed round in a around the world are now flowing vertically to a degree, and that's really changing the relationship between north and south. There we are. So what we want to do is, I don't know, I think we want to make it so that it works well for the world and for the people and for the crops and for the atmosphere, that it maintain the ability to make it a healing and relatively predictable system. There we go. And we just get our healing team to work with it as best they can. Mm-hmm. Good. And now let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. Now we're going to call in, just going to end this by calling in from the highest light out there, the great central sun, and have it drop down through the top of your heads and drop down and whirl around in your heart. Move up into your shoulders and down your arms and out your hands. And then I want you to take a few minutes and imagine patting all over the world where people are very sick, or where there's war, or where there's a lot of strife, or there's droughts, or there's any kind of difficulties. I want you to pat that light onto the world like that, all the way around the world. So much so that the beings on different levels of consciousness can see that we're learning a kind of a harmony, a respect for the planet, for everything to do with the planet. Just see it go round and round and round the world, round and round the world. It pulses and raises off the world. And now have it roll round and round the world and come back up into your hands, up your arms, into your shoulders, down into your heart, whirl round and round again, and move up through your neck and then through your head. Good. And then you move the light way back out to the great central sun. And here's the final thing. Drop it back down through your spine, right through your head, down through your spine, and right down through your feet into the core of the earth so that you're grounded in your light. Excellent. Now I want you to turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center and then jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin. Good. Spin and spin and spin. And I hope you're going to join me here. Give me a call. Let me know how you're doing. What's going on in your world? Okay, so I'm just taking a look out there. How many of you are writing? You know what is funny? I just looked out there and what I can see. I'm getting my book finished, as you all know. But I'm seeing that so many people are writing. It's really interesting, and part of it's to do with the internet, because you pretty much have to write all day long to communicate with people and do business, and it's all so fast. People are writing up a storm, right? So I was looking out there to see who to talk to, and I'm laughing because everybody seems to be writing this and writing that, designing your future, hey? So let me see now. One of the issues that we've talked about, or we haven't really talked about it, but some of my friends and I have, is the difficulty with mental health and seeing people who are struggling, or not so much struggling, but people who are unwell in the mind, and so many sitting out on the street and so on. And this issue of mental health is really, I think, reaching a rather huge peak. So let's see if we could do some kind of work. We're going to pick on some people. We're out of the Galactic Healing Center, but I still want to do some work on it. There's a lot of high stress in our society. People are moving through changes really fast. You're always learning, right? And people are going through such fast changes that they get, their lives get pulled apart sometimes, and the money stuff is difficult and so on. And yeah. So I just have this urge that we need to spend a few minutes to send light, to send beautiful, respectful response to people who are having mental health problems. I don't know what else we can do right now. It seems to me we need to learn a lot more about... I know that there's so much about healing energy in the mind. And I remember one of the people I interviewed on my Paradigm Shifters show was an inventor. He's in a British university, and his father-in-law, or his stepfather, whom he loved very much, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So this guy went to work, and what did he do? He created a far infrared helmet, and he put it on his dad for about 10 minutes a day and staved off Alzheimer's for 9 years. And that was a real feat. I don't see that that's being used as a, I don't think it's a very common tool for people to use. But in essence, there are many of these things. There's a lot about brain scanning that's going on these days too. If you go into the Oneness Blessings, you know, with Amma Bhagavan over in India and the Oneness University and all the work, those of us who have been initiated in that, and you put your hands on someone's head. Once you're initiated, you can transmit high-frequency energies through their head and through their brain. And they've actually done scans that show that the brains have been changed. If you do a brain scan before and a brain scan after so much of it, and they show that there's an awful lot of the distress that's been registered in someone's brain pattern that has been neutralized by this activity. I think that's really exciting information, a lot less lethal than too many drugs or, I don't know, lobotomies or just leaving people out there feeling mistakes or feeling violent and so on and so forth. There's an awful lot that can be done with energy. So come on, you guys, call in, because it's easier for me if you just throw in a question or two. Okay, here we go. I've got some questions coming in. It seems like several of you are feeling, you know what it feels like, that a lot of you are in a kind of a slump. What's going on out there in the slump kind of thing? I'm seeing this, what's his name, Neil Donald Walsh says that there's this huge, huge shift day coming up on March 16th, I believe it is. I'll have to check it to reconfirm.
So welcome, welcome. You're on the phone, Kathleen.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm out here in the desert because we're going to go to the Integratron tomorrow, which is a big... Do you know what that is?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll tell about it after we've talked to you. It's a place where you can shift dimensions. You've probably heard me say all the time that I want to shift dimensions. So anyway, Kathleen, what's going on in your life?
Oh, that sounds neat. I wanted to ask, I hear high-pitched sounds in my ears, and I was wondering, what does that mean? What is it coming from? Can you clarify that for me?
What is it? Because your phone, the phone is a little bit blurry. So tell me again what it is you're hearing.
High-pitched sounds in my ears.
Oh, good. It's not. It's not tinnitus, is it?
No. And it happens like when I'm around certain people too. Or, I don't know. And then I also hear like pops sometimes, like after I'll think something, like a confirmation. Like, what is that and where is it coming from or who is it?
It's probably your higher self, because I think you're getting, what it is like being intuitive with your, you see, being intuitive is a whole bunch of different things. Some people see, some people hear, some people smell. You're waking up to a vibrational sensitivity. So you're getting a lot of messages, and they're coming through odd vibrational responses, and it'll be your job to crack the code. Do you understand what I mean? Like, it seems to me when you get the high pitched in your ears, you have to be careful of who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that it's a bit of a warning?
It's kind of like, it's when it's a higher sound, it's kind of like it's a positive thing.
Oh, good. Okay. So you know how to choose what the message is, right?
Yes. Well, actually, I can feel my through it. I'm just wondering, what is it or who is it?
I think, you know, that we're vibrational vehicles of light first and foremost. It looks mostly like your higher consciousness of you, yourself, is becoming, your vibrational self is becoming attuned. So it's like, you know how our bodies will have empathy? It's like your vibration, it's like your strings are being twanged and you're getting information from the interaction of whoever you're with. You also have some pretty powerful angels behind you, or certainly one big one who's standing right behind you, but it's not that so much as you're being retuned to be able to...
Oh, my God. I just got chills.
Good. But you know what I want to say? I'm excited for you. Right?
Thank you.
Wouldn't you love to have more and more of that?
Yes. Yes.
Well, guess what? You're going to.
That's good. I'm ready.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at the hospital. I work with at the VA.
Oh, good for you. That's wonderful work. Are you a nurse? Are you a counselor?
No, I work in administrative. I've applied for like a supportive job. So, right now I'm in administrative. So I guess that's another question I can ask you, if may I?
Well, please, because I want to say something before you even ask me. I want to say this, that there's an aspect of your nature that really wants to be participating, wants to, Like I said, nurse or counselor, you really do want to be supportive. You really want to be, you are supportive already, but you want to be a part of knowing how human, you need to be some sort of counselor at some point. You know that?
Yeah, I feel that way.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And
you have a really great heart.
Thank you. And I've also been getting signs to write a book. But I'm just kind of like, I don't know, like, where will this lead me?
What was your question? Where will it lead me?
Yes.
Okay,
like
so like, what do you want to write about?
That's what I was wondering, like, what kind of book I should write. And then I was thinking my life.
Yeah, why not? How old are you? Are you very young?
I'm sorry. I'm 47.
Okay, here's the deal. The reason I ask age, and for anybody who's listening, is not because I'm cheeky, because I am cheeky, but that's not why. I ask age because it's very difficult to get time. And when you're talking about writing a book, you have a kind of a wavering thing about what you would write about. I would say to you, why don't you write little things about, for example, the sounds that you're getting and how does your body feel when you're getting them, because you've got a direct correlation between those sounds and the body. And I think what's going to erupt out of that is more and more information, and you'll be jotting it down and you'll find it emerges and makes its own. It looks like it takes maybe a year or two to become thick enough, if you will, to gel into a book form. But I really think it will help you to continue the process of opening up and awakening to being much more intuitive on the planet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And you're fun. Are you a lot of fun?
I try to be.
Well, no, here's what I'm thinking is that down the road, you might be working with some really difficult people and so on, but you're going to make them enjoy. And I really feel like that's a big, big gift to give the world, you know? That's you. You got that. Yeah. So you're a real contributor, my friend. So remember, grab hold of the
time. Well, I tried to meditate on that. I'm sorry?
You said what? You tried to meditate on it?
Oh, yes, like every night and every morning, I just try to meditate on that.
On having fun or on figuring out what you're going to do?
Just enjoying, just being in an enjoyment frame of mind.
Oh, that's a brilliant thing to meditate on. I love it. Well, I'm really glad you called in. You're a delightful soul, but I'm telling you, remember that your vibrational vehicle wants to awaken so that you'll be more conscious of that than the physical a lot of the time, you know? You'll be able to read a lot of things even just through your own body. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Thank you for being my caller after my station identification.
Thank you. Thank you for taking me.
I'm just so glad you called in, Kathleen. Take care. Let us know what happens. And if you write the
okay,
book soon, well, we'll read it. Okay.
Oh, good. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Take care, honey.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. That was such a nice call. I want to remind all of you that there's so many ways of knowing and seeing out there. Like we were talking about sending energy out there. But, you know, when you call it in, it's really fun. When I first started to learn how to sense and feel it, my guides had me put my palms up in the air, and they said, call in healing energy. You could do that too. Or if you rub your hands together and then you pull them apart, and you can stretch the warmth between the hands, and that's a healing energy practice too. A lot of you already know that. A lot of you know how to do Reiki and all kinds of energy contribution things. But with this young lady who just called, she's awakening more and more to. Oh, good. I'll just finish this and we'll take the next call. But she is just awakening to the fact that her body is going to, it's not her body per se, it's the energy fields that run through her body are going to be talking to her a lot as she goes through the next phases. And because she's got that healing energy that's awakening in her, and she's going to work with some pretty difficult people down the way, she's going to be able to lift them because she's going to have enough vibrational oomph to do that. So I really appreciate that call. Nadia from BC. Hi, how are you, honey?
Yeah, I know. So, but I tried to, anyway, I'm home. So I was, you know, I'm in a situation where the house is selling and not selling, and I'm at home a couple of days, relatively undisturbed by having to, you know, show the place again, and that'll happen tomorrow. But I'm trying to be playful about this and invoke, you know, the universal forces to help me and my landlady that who's a dear friend of mine. And I find myself feeling, I've been using Francis Kovalchin's, you know, if not this, then something better is coming. But I
like her stuff too, right?
I do. It's great, and it does help. But often I come right back to, I feel so sad because I love this place, and so does Madeline, my friend who owns the house. And if it wasn't for money for her, she wouldn't sell it. So we were going, well, let's imagine not having to sell it, or let's imagine the best possible people coming for it. And I'm just feeling so sad. Maybe I'm interfering with the flow of the universe, having good things come to us. I'm just feeling so sad at having to move from here.
I don't think the universe is that punitive. I think the thing about resisting is probably where we don't get the universe at our back, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking, Nadia, that there's a possibility of, does she have to sell, capital H, have to sell?
Well, that's what I was saying, you know, and I think it's money. And I'm thinking, is there some way she could bring in more money, or I could pay a little more, or her other renter could pay a little more? Is there some way? Does she have to sell? I think she thinks she has to.
The other renter, I think there's another solution that might come up. She has a brother or somebody. She has this man. She's a widow, right?
Not yet, but her husband is dying.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Does she have a brother? I'll tell you what. It looks like there may be another option, and I would keep saying to God, okay, well, show me, reveal to me. But for you, I think the prayer is this or something better. You know, this or something better, because you're not going to be left in the lurch. And I would just be praying that at the top of my lungs, if I were you, you'll feel a lot better. And as you feel better, you know, solutions come. As soon as we're tense against things, we don't see and experience the solutions, do we?
Yeah, that's true. And I've been trying to, you know, and play a game with her, with my landlady, and say, imagine, wouldn't it be nice if, and play that game. And then we felt better, and so we had a few days of reprieve, but tomorrow it's being shown again. So something about...
Yeah, but you know what's interesting? I think there's some kind of support from a male that I think is her brother, or brother-in-law or something. Maybe he wants to invest in it. There's something that is possible. But then my guides are quickly saying, but remember this, Nadia, for you, just keep doing that, this or something better. You've got good possibilities coming up for yourself. You know, the universe isn't stagnant. You're also, your own personal light is getting brighter, so let that sadness move. Sometimes when we have to leave something, it'll make us happier in the long run. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But this girl,
your friend has started. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, please.
Well, I've been doing Reiki again at the Vitamin Center, and in these days of being home, I just got tired and sad, sort of. But I've been organizing my boxes of things and finding good things for promotional stuff, and getting clearer, listening to good stuff on YouTube and listening to people like Lisa Rankin and stuff. And I'm going, I figured that out 15 years ago. Now I'm hearing everybody say that stress really begins in the mind and you have to relax in order to heal. And that's what Reiki does. And so I've been happily going through my boxes, but still feeling a pull of sadness.
Of course, you know, of course, but what we do is we deal with it. We move it consciously, that's all. You're not going to not have the feelings unless you're turning into stone, which I doubt very much if you'll do that, you know. But your light is getting much brighter, Nadia. You're going to have to be teaching some classes and so on coming up soon. And I think your whole life is going to go in a slightly different direction. Not that you'll leave this woman, but she's got help coming, and so do you, and they're not all in the same building. Does that make sense?
Okay. Okay.
And that's a prediction. Predictions are meant to be played with. We just do our creation from here. So your creation is this or something better. But I sure see a lot of classes coming up, and there's a certain joyous.
I hope so.
You're going to be pretty zesty.
Yeah, that would be great. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
We like that part,
yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Everybody at home will. Maybe everyone at home will join us in sending you light, and your friend whose husband is passing, that she be supported in her the new developments of her home. That'd be wonderful.
Thank
it?
You. Thank you so much. Because
right,
she's such a dear soul, and she loves me. You know, it's so nice.
Well, it's
and
a good
coming
thing.
Here was,
it's a real,
yeah,
it was a real
coming here
blessing.
To live here. Absolutely. It was kind of a magical thing how I got here in the first place. So I'm thinking, how can we possibly be having to leave this place that we love so much? How can that be right?
But haven't you noticed, Nadia, that one of the things asking how or, you know, why, none of those things work really when you're just talking with the universe, right?
Okay, not good questions.
No, they're not necessary questions. I mean, you know. It's something's happening for you, and I don't know what it is, but I do know that as you remember the old line that I really love from those books, the Arcturian Chronicles, they end with change the energy, change the reality. And I see you
right.
Suddenly going, and you're going in a whole different vein of activity. You're very, very active, and you're teaching, and there's some new people coming into your life, and blah, blah, blah. It's like, how? I don't know. It just, you know, the pages turn inside of ourselves, don't they? And remember, you're vital. You're a woman who knows a great deal. You're beautiful. What is it? You're exotic and you're...
Yeah, that's what I was told. Have been
but then
in
you radiate. Yeah, radiate
yeah.
from that. That's all right. Don't worry about it. Things are moving very fast these days.
That's good. I needed some hope, a ray of light, because I was just starting to get really sad and thinking, I don't even know where I want to go now. So sad. Silly me.
Number of the people that I've talked to, wonderful, wonderful interviewees that I really love, one of the guys who did The Power of the Heart, and I can't even drop names right now, but they all came up with the same thing is, what does life want from me? And I've heard that so much lately, and I really like it. But I do have to go because I think the radio station wants me off. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, I'm glad I got on and we could chat. Thank you so much. You've really lightened
up. Well, bless your heart.
Night. Thank you.
All right.
So
and you. Thanks for calling in, Nadia.
Thank you, Bonnie.
So this is...
Bye.
Yeah, this is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. On my next, check out the Galexis interview on Paradigm Shifters podcast. I think you're going to really enjoy it. It's wonderful about the shift. And our next one coming up is somebody who's taking on the quality of vitamins in places like Walgreens and, you know, where they have a lot lower class or a lot lower quality vitamins. And, you know, anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on about vitamins. So this guy's taking on some, I'm not even exactly sure what he's doing, but he's challenging the ones that are fraudulently selling vitamins that are just doing it to keep their business going and they're not quality. So it'll be kind of an interesting one. So check that out Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and it'll be followed by a podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design. And remember, do your breathing, do your focus, do your intention, and always, 98% of the job is clearing and releasing old stuff and old feelings. This is Veronica Antwistle saying good night. Many, many blessings.